Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856. 92.7 and 106 FM.
This hour will be focused on the voter registration weekend that concluded several hours ago. You do still have until midnight tonight to go to the IEC's portal for online registration. If you're a first-time registrating, person will be registering for the first time. And if you want to change your address, which is important because local government elections, of course, have you electing a political party or an independent candidate representative for your ward. And so it is important that you have the correct address with the IEC. You can go to elections.org.za. Later this hour, we'll be speaking to Sfiso Mavundla, who's the Community Policing Forum chairperson for Plessislier Police Station, which Kwadambu just outside of Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal answers to. And we know here there was a clash there yesterday between the ANC and EFF members. But just to get a sense of what the weekend was like, the success, the challenges, what we overcame, what we can look forward to, I'm joined on the line now by the Chief Electoral Officer of the Independent Electoral Commission, Sy Mamabolo. Sy, I know it was a very, very late night for you. Thank you very much for waking up early this morning to talk to us. Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Sorry for my voice. It's a little hoarse there this morning, but I'm sure we can get through the interview.
It's absolutely understandable. Let's get some data out, I suppose. How many people made it through the 23,100 plus of, registration stations this past weekend?
excuse me. On Saturday, we processed just under 600,000 transactions. Yesterday, as at the time we ceased operations about midnight, we were hovering around another 700,000 or so. So we'll finalize in the course of this this morning, and we should then be able to have cumulative figures sometime in the course of the afternoon.
And do we have a breakdown yet of the 1.3 million transactions, as you referred to it? How many of those were first-time voters registering for the very first time? And how many of those were people like me who visited a registration site to obviously change their address?
The distribution is that first-time voters is about 25%. Of the total, so we're looking at about 300,000 or so new registration voters.
It was, by all accounts, a smooth process. I mean, you started off with some challenges with a new system that you introduced for the very first time this voter registration weekend, which required you to troubleshoot and obviously bring about solutions. I know there were challenges with your online portal as well, which you were tweeting about and subsequently fixed. And of course, sadly, news that nine voter registration sites were not opened yesterday because of service delivery protests. Outside of those, it was generally a very smooth process, was it not?
Very smooth. It's obviously much stronger yesterday than it was on Saturday. But that is to be expected, and it has been the case ever since we started the process of voter registration, that on Saturday you of public, and as the day progresses, you are able to firm up operations. And by when Sunday comes, you are even having a stronger performance. Even in terms of the registration figures, we will have a greater throughput on Sunday than we would have for Saturday. That was to be expected.
Let's then drill down to that voter management devices system that you've introduced. The troubles you're experiencing on Saturday, I imagine those have been identified and those have been addressed. And come the 1st of November and those special voting days, we will not be experiencing similar things?
No, it was the device was used for the first time on Saturday. on scale. You know, we've used it before, but in pilot phase. So it was used for the first time on scale. And in our view, it performed quite admirably. We will be able to release figures today, and we would have checked the citizenship of people, and we would have confirmed addresses and so on because of this new device. Come election day, it's using a different functionality, which is really to check whether you are on the voter's roll and whether you've not voted. Before. So they want the mapping functionality, which proved to be the source of the problem we had on Saturday.
Okay, fair enough. 9 voter stations not opened yesterday morning due to service delivery protests. Were you anticipating such protests in and around those 9 voting stations? And if so, why did we not see an improved, I suppose, law enforcement presence to ensure that people who wanted to go and register or update their address were able to do so in those 9 stations?
We did anticipate those problems. We received the information from the security agencies, and they had promised that they'll be able to maintain order at those stations. But I think they are also avoiding having situations where there's confrontation between communities and the police, because you don't want this to result in a loss of life. So it's both 9 voting stations that should have opened that didn't open yesterday. But in the bigger scheme of things, it's 9 against 23,000. And we'll find ways today to see how we assist those communities.
Just to confirm that those who were not able to go to a voter station yesterday, either because of the 9 or because they were busy and did not have any window of time to go and visit a voter station, they have until midnight tonight to go to your online portal to make sure that they register or update their address, right?
You are right, indeed, Africa. The online portal remains open until midnight.
When do you anticipate then the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, to proclaim the date of the 1st of November as the election date?
The plan is that she'll do it today. And yesterday, officials from the ministry confirmed that we'll do so in the course of this morning. And that will then set us on an election path to the 1st of November.
Perhaps just to explain the logistics then, because I thought once the date has been proclaimed, the voters' roll would then be closed. But you are asking people to go to your online platform, elections.org.za, until 12 midnight tonight. How, or does a proclamation announcement not necessarily coincide with the actual, I don't know, legalese, is it the gazetting or whatever the case may be, of that proclaimed date?
No, you're right. Africa, the proclamation closes the applications for registration on the day. So the day ends at midnight. So you hear what I'm saying? So the proclamation is issued, let's say, at 8 o'clock today, but the voters' roll actually closes at the end of that day on which the proclamation was issued.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And then, of course, yeah, the inspection of that voters' roll will be open as early as tomorrow for any objections to the additions to the roll. At 10 o'clock, though, everybody will be paying attention to the Constitutional Court, because they'll be handing down their judgment on whether or not your decision to reopen the candidate nomination process for the 2021 municipal elections was unconstitutional, unlawful, or and invalid, as the Democratic Alliance is arguing. On Saturday at an unusual hour, the Constitutional Court published their judgment, their full judgment, as to why they insisted the election had to happen between the 27th of October until the 1st of November. What you read into that document, does it give you any insight as to which way the Constitutional Court might be thinking today?
I've seen a lot of commentary to the effect that that judgment gives insight. And I want to leave it at that. I do not wish to speculate. I'm waiting with bated breath for the outcome at 10 o'clock. In the event the court doesn't see it in the same way as we do, we'll be able to excise people that have been captured since the 23rd of August. In the event the Concord sees it in the same way as we do, then nominations will open today and tomorrow, and they'll close tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Out of interest, what numbers are we talking about? So how many people have been captured who are wanting to contest the local government elections since the 23rd of August?
Numbers are staggering, Africa. We have 77,000 candidates captured. We anticipate that if we do succeed in the Constitutional Court, we'll probably have another 5,000 in the 2 days, today and tomorrow.
That's a significant amount. All right, Sai, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much. You've got a long day ahead of you. And certainly, well done to you and your team on what, on the main, was a really successful voter registration weekend this past weekend.
Thank you for your support always, Africa, and the media house you represent. Thank you.
Simon Mabolo, CEO, the Chief Electoral Officer of the IEC, reflecting, of course, there on the voter registration weekend, which is the only one that we're going to have ahead of that local government election. If you did not have a chance to go to your voting station this past weekend, you can go to elections.org.za before midnight today to register as a first-time voter or to update your address so that you are able to vote in the ward that you are resident right now.